Yesterday was crossover day in the General Assembly. By the end of the day, bills that have passed in either the House or Senate stand the best chance at crossing over to the opposite chamber for consideration. WIPR state politics reporter Rachel Bay joins me to discuss the rush of last-minute legislating yesterday. Rachel, were there any major bills that missed yesterday's deadline?
Well, plenty of bills don't make it to crossover day for one reason or another, but most of the high-profile initiatives survived in some form this year. One exception is legislation that Comptroller Peter Franchot has been championing that would allow certain breweries to serve beer on site. The House Economic Matters Committee voted the bill down, so it didn't even get a vote in the full House. But there are also many bills that come out of crossover day significantly different from the way that they began, so to the point where whole policy initiatives were removed.
Can you give us an example of that?
Sure. So, for example, yesterday the House passed a bill aimed at strengthening Maryland's individual health insurance market established under the Affordable Care Act. The original version of the legislation would have created a state law requiring everyone to buy insurance or pay a fee, similar to the federal rule, but the state-level individual health insurance mandate didn't have enough support and was amended out.
Were there any major battles with yesterday's deadline looming?
There were a few fights, and there often are. One contentious item was a package of financial incentives intended to bring Amazon's new headquarters to Montgomery County. The bill was among the last that the Senate passed last night. In total, the package is expected to cost the state about $5.6 billion in revenue. And Senator Paul Pinsky, a Democrat from Prince George's County, questioned whether that's a good use of state resources.
We could take this money and use it for training, paying a living wage, maybe even reconstruct some housing. I find it unfathomable that here we are, Maryland, who are bidding against D.C. and Virginia, when we're all going to benefit from this.
He was saying that many Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. residents already cross into one another's states for work, so an Amazon headquarters in Northern Virginia or Washington could employ Maryland residents. The bill passed by a vote of 34-12, so now it moves on to the House. There was another close call last night in the Senate with a bill related to the decriminalization of marijuana. Under current law, possession of up to 10 grams of marijuana is a civil offense, carrying a fine of up to $100 for a first offense. This bill ups the decriminalized amount to 1 ounce, but makes it illegal to consume the drug in a car as either a driver or a passenger. Senator Robert Cassilly, a Republican from Harford County, criticized the move.
At some point, decriminalization becomes legalization. If you decriminalize enough, you've effectively legalized. What we're passing here is enough marijuana to roll 40 marijuana cigarettes. That's a lot of marijuana cigarettes, 40 marijuana cigarettes.
Senate President Mike Miller also said he opposed the bill, but in the end it passed by a vote of 36-11.
So what happens to all these bills now?
So the legislative process continues. Each bill continues on to the chamber that hasn't yet taken it up. But there are only 3 weeks left of the session at this point, so some of these measures still might not make it to the governor's desk.
The session ends on Monday, April 9th, and WIPR's Rachel Bay will continue to keep us updated. Rachel, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.